This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And here is this fresh number from the Department of Housing and Urban Development's latest census. On a single night, this last January, nearly 565,000 people in America were homeless. That's down 2% from last year. But as Noel King reports from Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk, the way the government measures this has everything to do with how the agency defines homelessness.
These numbers are open to debate. Bruce Leslie is president of First Focus, which advocates for homeless families. He says HUD's definition is limited.
They look at things like families who are staying in homeless shelters, families who are on the streets, parks, light rail stations, tunnels, those kinds of things.
But that doesn't take into account another big group, says Maria Foscarinas, executive director of the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty.
People who have lost their own homes and are doubling up with others due to economic necessity. They simply cannot afford a home of their own.
Advocates estimate 7 million low-income Americans are doubling up, but not everyone thinks they should count as homeless. Nan Roman is president of the National Alliance to End Homelessness.
A lot of people have their college-age children living with them. The college-age children may be low-income and may be staying with their parents or a post-college for economic reasons, but you certainly wouldn't say that they're homeless.
She says families facing imminent eviction are another category of homeless. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.